I am a PhD student over in the School of Media Arts and Studies, and I'm particularly interested in media online and interactive media, social media, and how that can be used by Indigenous people to reposition themselves, bring them back into the community that they used to be at one time, in sort of a maybe a neo-modern or a neo-traditional way, so that those things that are almost lost can be resurrected and remembered, but also so that the Indigenous people can participate in the modern global society and have strength and maintain their identity. Well, I'm Shawnee myself, and I do not and have never lived on a reservation, and I know quite a few other Native people like me, and as we live out in the mainstream society, sometimes it is hard for us to be in contact with each other or to be able to practice some of our traditional heritage. But I'm particularly also interested in how, what does it mean to be like a Native American or an Indigenous person in a country that has been colonized by another people? So when I started originally into graduate school, I went to OSU in folklore. And that was still then my main interest. But when I had the opportunity to come to OU and participate in the master's program in public broadcasting and then continue on to the PhD program, I became particularly interested in what the internet and the cyber world and how it functions, because that's the future. It's here and it's exciting, and we're really right on the edge of what is the potential and the realization of that potential. No, I am not from the Athens area. I'm from Colorado originally. I grew up in Colorado, and the day I graduated from high school, my family moved to Florida. So I went to, did my undergraduate work in Florida, in West Palm Beach, in the West Palm Beach area, and lived in Florida for 12 years, got married, had children, was a teacher in Florida, and then my husband decided to go to seminary in North Carolina, and from there he joined the Air Force, and his first station was in Ohio. So that's how I got to Ohio all those many years ago. And then as the years passed and so forth, I spent 3 years in California. I spent a year in Alaska fairly recently in Ketchikan, which was an exciting and interesting year. It's an amazing, amazing place in Alaska. But I originally came to Athens about 2 years, maybe a year and a half before I went to Alaska, because two of my children attended school here at OU and stayed in the community. So I wanted to be close to them. And I'd always wanted to live in a small town with the university and with the mind of going back to school if I ever could. So that's how it turned out. I went to Alaska, had a wonderful experience there, came back to Athens, got a temporary job in the journalism school for 3 months. From there, I was hired at WOUB for 2 years, and then I went back to school full-time and am loving it. Oh, I do love Athens. It's the presence of the university is a huge plus for me, because it's just so exciting to know that people are thinking and using their brains and their spirits to explore and be curious and to come up with solutions and ideas of things to do. And it's just so lively. I absolutely love it. And then there's the sense that you don't have to be just the mainstream plain vanilla human being here. You can be different, and it's good to be different in many, many ways. Of course, there are still limits, but in a community that can be as diverse, and, you know, especially while I'm in school, I get to interact with all sorts of international students and people who are from different kinds of places and societies and cultures than what I grew up in. And it just is so enlightening and exciting. It undermines my energy for the future. It makes me really want to continue and to contribute as long as I possibly can. And probably, obviously, I'm not the average student age. I have a grandchild. And I don't know, I just never want to give up. I never want to stop. I want to keep going. Well, hopefully I'll end up teaching at some university and researching. I don't ever want to quit. They're going to have to kick me out. When I get to where I can't move and they kick me out, then I'll quit. But I'll go kicking and screaming as much as I can.